Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 725. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Krakow, 1936. O divine will, be my love. 8-day retreat, October 20th, 1936. My Jesus, I am going into the wilderness today to speak only with you, my Master and my Lord. Let the earth be silent, and you alone speak to me, Jesus. You know that I understand no other voice but yours. O Good Shepherd, in the dwelling of my heart is that wilderness in which no creature has access. There you alone are King. When I entered the chapel for a 5-minute adoration, I asked the Lord Jesus how I should conduct myself during this retreat. Then I heard this voice in my soul. I desire that you be entirely transformed into love, and that you burn ardently as a pure victim of love. Eternal truth, give me a ray of your light, that I may come to know you, O Lord, and worthily glorify your infinite mercy. And at the same time, grant me to know myself, the whole abyss of misery that I am. I have chosen St. Claude de la Colombière and St. Gertrude as my patron saints for this retreat, that they may intercede for me before the Mother of God and the Merciful Savior. During the meditation on creation, at a certain point, my soul became closely united to its Lord and Creator. In this union, I recognize the purpose and destiny of my life. My purpose is to become closely united to God through love, and my destiny is to praise and glorify God's mercy. The Lord has allowed me to know and experience this in a distinct and even physical way. I become lost in admiration when I recognize and experience the incomprehensible love of God for which God loves me. Who is God and what am I? I cannot meditate on this any further. Only love can understand this meeting of two spirits, namely God who is spirit and the soul who is creature. The more I know him, the more completely, with all the strength of my being, I drown in him. In this retreat, I shall keep you continually close to my heart, that you may better know my mercy, that mercy which I have for people, and especially for poor sinners. On the initial day of the retreat, I was visited by one of the sisters who had come to make her perpetual vows. She confided in me that she had no trust in God and became discouraged at every little thing. I answered her, "It is well that you have told me this, sister. I will pray for you." And I spoke a few words to her about how much distrust hurts the Lord Jesus, especially distrust on the part of a chosen soul. She told me that, beginning with her perpetual vows, she would practice trust. Now I know that even some souls that are chosen and well advanced in the religious life or the spiritual life do not have the courage to entrust themselves completely to God. And this is so because few souls know the unfathomable mercy of God and his great goodness. The great majesty of God, which pervaded me today and still pervades me, awoke in me a great fear, but a fear filled with respect and not the fear of a slave, which is quite different from the fear of respect. This fear, animated by respect, arose in my heart today because of love and the knowledge of the greatness of God, and that is a great joy to the soul. The soul trembles before the smallest offense against God, but that does not trouble or darken its happiness. There, where love is in charge, all is well. Here, St. Faustina writes of taking an 8-day retreat. This is something the sisters would do annually. She looks forward to being alone with Jesus in the wilderness. And Jesus tells her that he wants that her heart will be transformed into love. She asks for light during the retreat, and she chooses two saints to pray especially for her during the retreat. The first was the spiritual director of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the visionary of the Sacred Heart. The other was St. Gertrude, who was known for offering hospitality in her monastery or convent and for praying for the souls in purgatory. During her retreat, St. Faustina recognizes that Jesus is calling her to a close union with him and to God in love, and to praise and glorify God's mercy. Jesus keeps St. Faustina close to his heart during this retreat, and he wants her to know his mercy, which he has for all people, and especially for sinners, so that she will be able to tell the world about this great mercy that she herself has experienced. And then, at the beginning of the retreat, Faustina is visited by a sister who asks for prayers because she has difficulty trusting in God, and Faustina promises to pray for her. Now, the footnotes reveal that this was probably a sister who suffered from depression, who asked the superiors to postpone the date of her perpetual vows. Unfortunately, eventually she was brought to a mental hospital and, like all the other patients, was executed by the Germans during the war. So she certainly was in need of St. Faustina's prayers. And then finally, St. Faustina writes of having a holy fear of God. And this means a respect, an awe, because of God's holiness, and not wanting to disappoint God because of our sin. So this type of holy fear is marked by love, knowing that we are loved by God, and we want to give our love to God and not disappoint him.